This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Brazil reels from riots, its former president has found a home in the state of Florida, the AP's Ed Donahue reported.
Jair Bolsonaro's temporary home is in a gated community in Kissimmee, Florida, near Orlando. Supporters have traveled there hoping to see him. Bolsonaro has signed autographs, hugged children, and took selfies. Some in the crowd were wearing shirts saying, "Make Brazil great again." A handful of supporters dissipated as word spread Bolsonaro was hospitalized with abdominal pain. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked if the U.S. would send Bolsonaro back to Brazil.
We have not, as of yet, received any requests, official requests from the Brazilian government related to this issue. If and when we do, we'll deal with it.
Bolsonaro has been called the Trump of the tropics, so it may come as no surprise he wound up just a few hours away from the former American president's Palm Beach compound.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday said the resilience of Ukraine's forces fighting off waves of attacks in the eastern region of Donbas has helped the country win time and gain strength. Saying, "I thank all warriors who protect our Bakhmut and show maximum resilience. Thankful to all the soldiers in Soledar who are withstanding the new and even tougher assaults of the invaders. It's extremely difficult. There are almost no whole walls left. Thanks to the resilience of our soldiers there in Soledar, where we won additional time and additional strength for Ukraine." Ukrainian military reports say that the country's troops are withstanding heavy attacks by Russian forces. China suspended visas Tuesday for South Koreans to come to the country for tourism or business in apparent retaliation for COVID-19 testing requirements on Chinese travelers. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In the U.S., Republicans have approved their rules package for governing U.S. House Appropriations. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The rules package was approved 220 to 213, a party line vote with one Republican opposed. Central to the package is the provision that allows any one lawmaker to make a motion to vacate the chair, a vote to oust the speaker. There are other provisions that weaken the power of the speaker's office and turn over more control of the legislative business to rank and file lawmakers. But it's an open debate if the changes will make the House more transparent in its operations or grind it to a halt. Norman Hall, Washington.
Problem developed during Virgin Orbit's attempt to launch the first satellites into orbit from Western Europe, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Orbit company is calling it an anomaly that prevented it from reaching orbit and says it's evaluating the problem. The U.S.-based company was using a modified jumbo jet named Cosmic Girl, which took off from Cornwall in England to release a rocket at 35,000 feet over the Atlantic to the south of Ireland. But about 2 hours after takeoff, the company reported a problem. The rocket was supposed to take 9 small satellites into orbit, some for civil use and some for defense. UK officials had high hopes for the mission. Virgin Orbit's previously completed 4 similar launches from California. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Justice Department reviewing a batch of potentially classified documents found in the Washington office, a space of President Joe Biden's former institute. Special counsel to the president, Richard Salber, says a small number of documents with classified markings were discovered as Biden's personal attorneys were clearing out the offices of the Penn Biden Center, where the president kept an office after he left the vice presidency 2017 until shortly before he launched his 2020 presidential campaign in 2019. Salber says the documents were found on November 2nd of last year. Prince Harry has accused his stepmother, Camille, the queen consort, of leaking private conversations to the media to burnish her own reputation. He's been promoting a new book that lays bare his story of his life behind palace walls. In interviews broadcast Sunday and Monday, Harry accused members of the royal family of getting into bed with the devil to gain favorable tabloid coverage. He singled out Camilla's efforts to rehabilitate her image with the British people after a long-time affair with his father, now King Charles III. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.